This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:86, up 5.5 on the open. December 9:10, up 7.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8:57, up 11.75 on the open. December 8:82, up 11.75. March 9:08. Up 13.5. July 9:31, up 11 on the open. September corn opened at 5.78, up 13.25 on the open. December 5.97, up 12.75. March 6.16, up 12.25. May 6.26, up 10.75. July 6.35.75, up 11.5. December 6.26.5, up 8.25 on the open. September beans open at 12.91, up 24 on the open. November 13.01, up 25. January 13.18, up 24. March 13.31, up 22.5. November of 2009, 12.90, up 25 on the open. September soybean meal open at 3.51, up 4.20 on the open. October 3.51.50, up 6.70. September soybean oil open at 53.12, up 74 on the open. October 53.40, up 75. August live cattle open at 130, down 40 on the open. August feeders 112.50, down 20. October lean hogs opened at 74.10, down 115 on the open. And February bellies open at 99.30, down 67.5 on the open. Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight, we'll be at Maria Restaurant in Morris, Illinois. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, Roy Plody of Perfect Choice Investments, and Jerry Gulke of Strategic Marketing Services. That's at 7 o'clock this evening at Maria Restaurant in Morris, Illinois. No advance registration is required. The meeting is free. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we'll do our best to try to put together a plan that will increase your profitability for your new crop corn and beans.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the markets are bouncing around like a rubber ball over the last several sessions, Paul, and as we look at the weather, yes, there is some rain in the forecast, but doesn't appear to be enough to take care of issues all across the Corn Belt. Are we of a mindset that prices are still heading higher?
Yeah. Well, the meteorologist that I have the most confidence in at 4:30 this morning flashed the signal it was drier, and they're still some weather people out there that were very generous about the rainfall amounts in the Midwest this weekend and the middle of next week. But you know, it's pretty stingy on the rainfall when it's all said and done. That was one of a factor of a couple factors that we did see a lot of variability in thin computer trade yesterday. In Chicago, you know, I think everybody on the Pro Farmer tour had a cell phone and was calling in reports, and then also at the same time some wetter forecasts in the forecast area also encouraged, you know, the pretty large movement of commodity trading yesterday. when they landed in Bloomington, you know, the big fish stories probably got a little smaller, and we did see some stability, as well as the Goldman Sachs story of $149 crude oil by the end of the year, you know, helped stabilize the market last night and today.
Well, let's look at some particulars in the corn market. As we sit at 9:54 on a Wednesday morning, like you like to say what the time is, snapshot, is it reasonable to suggest that prices might target $6 to $6.10?
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably high as of today. My general impression is that, you know, the people on the tour that are traders with me indicate that the crop is very variable. And it does have to see some pretty nice weather and some frost-free weather to get the full yields. You know, we are going through this tendency and trend that it isn't in vogue to be a commodity trader and trade commodities. I don't know exactly what's in vogue. Putting your money in your back pocket, but you know, we think that the market is starting to stabilize in the commodity world, and also in the crude oil and corn and soybeans, and so that's giving the market some stability in here, Dave. I think that history, if history is any clue, when we hear the word variable instead of a consistent yield and field makeup, that's when the big yields come in. So I think the big surprise on the next USDA report would be a substantially larger corn number, and I don't think that's being factored in at this time.
Looks like the trade is of a mindset that at the moment they're making their money buying dips. Another way to ask the question, at what point do you think they might like to sell rallies?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a $6 plus area in the corn. Historically, I think that the marketplace is still going to factor in somewhere in this 153 to 156 bushel per acre yield. And the real bottom line is that the smart money knows that we have to buy 3 to 5 million acres of corn next year, and we know that 1.5 million of those acres were flooded out, so we do have to buy 3 or 4 million acres from pasture, wheat, and outside acres in the U.S. to come up with the total acres on just present demand, and whatever the price is, and that's the real focus that everybody should focus on, is the real price level. We'll have to buy acres after harvest to the March time frame in order to get that acreage up to where we need it.
All right, let's turn our attention to the beans, and let me ask you, how bullish do you want to be?
Well, one customer that's on the tour said, you know, just the size of the beans makes you very bullish, and I agree with him. And, of course, the pod counts are very variable. If you planted your beans early and you didn't have to replant them and you have great drainage, that's also a major factor on the quality of soybean crop out there. The weatherman is pretty stingy on the forecast. We have a Midwest that's got kind of a subpar rainfall pattern. From past experience, the rain in the last week of August stabilizes the crop, but it doesn't push it from 50 to 60 bushels. And then also you do run out of sunshine and daylight. And group 3.2 beans, you know, have a limited yield potential, you know, planted late. So it looks like to me that it's going to be a struggle. We do need to buy 2 to 3 million more acres of beans next year. The price levels don't encourage Brazil to plant a lot of extra beans. The population stands, the weedy bean fields all add up to, you know, the stands don't equate to a lot of extra pods out there in the field. So I'm a little more friendly to the soybean market, and I would imagine any beans down in the $12 to $12.50 area look like a buying opportunity to me.
Sounds to me like you could put a dollar on these beans, given all of you said, without blinking too
hard. Well, that's what my customers sometimes say, and we'll just leave it at that.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. September wheat in Kansas City at 890, up 9.5. December, 913, up 10.25. September wheat at the Board of Trade, 857, up 11.75. December, 883, up 12.75. September corn, 570, up 5.25. December, 589.5, up 5. September beans, 1289, up 22. November, 1295, up 19. September soybean meal, 352, up 620. September soybean oil, 5290. It's up 52. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.